And Dr. Weirder, anything different in the way that you manage patients with venetoclax with minimal residual disease? And how easy is it to order minimal disease testing out in the community in your experience?
So I can think of two examples where I would use MRD outside of a clinical trial. One is if I'm getting a young patient with a mutated V gene FCR, and I will check after 3 cycles MRD in the bone marrow. I will also do a CAT scan. If they don't have any nodes over 1.5 centimeters and their bone marrow is MRD negative, I will stop treatment in that example because we've done work, retrospective work, to show that that patient probably doesn't need 3 more cycles of chemotherapy. The other example would be from the Murano data and the longer-term follow-up from the Murano data, which is venetoclax rituximab in the relapse setting. At the end of the 2-year venetoclax-based therapy, there's 2 groups of patients who are at higher risk for shorter progression-free survival when you stop venetoclax. One are patients who have a 17p deletion, the other are patients who are MRD positive at the end of that 2-year time point. So we'll check MRD at that time point. And probably I would be inclined to do blood in that setting. If they're MRD positive, then I'll continue the venetoclax-based therapy because I'd worry about earlier progression.
And how easy is it to get MRD testing in the community?
Yeah. So in the community, I'm not so sure. For us, it's easy because our clinical lab will do it routinely. We do it by 6-color flow cytometry in our clinical flow lab. I don't think it's difficult, though, from what I've heard from my community colleagues.
And Dr. Brown, can you explain a little bit more about what MRD actually is and what's being tested and how are these different tests performed?
Right, so MRD, minimal residual disease, is a way of looking for subtle remaining CLL cells that are below our standard clinical detection level. And the standard approach in CLL generally uses flow cytometry, which had originally been standardized for 4-color flow cytometry with sensitivity of at least 1 cell in 10,000 or 10 to the minus 4th. We often now use more extended colors. And it can also be done by PCR, and people are also investigating next-generation sequencing. The next-generation sequencing approaches are, I think, of great interest right now and potentially increase the sensitivity from 10 to the minus 4 to 10 to the minus 6 as we're trying to move toward cure with some of these regimens. But the flow-based assay would be the standard approach, but it isn't done in most clinical labs. The sensitivity does not reach the 10 to the minus 4 required for the MRD testing, so you need a specifically validated MRD assay.